Tommy McNeil. There's been some progress on several fronts in the search for missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish crime scene investigators finished an inspection of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo headed to Saudi Arabia to meet with King Salman. Also, U.N. spokesman Rupert Colville says he doesn't know how thorough the investigation has been, but there are calls for it to be.
The High Commissioner believes the inviolability or immunity of the relevant premises and officials bestowed by treaties such as the 1963 Vienna Convention on Consular Relations should be waived immediately.
Khashoggi was living in self-imposed exile in the United States. He went to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to get documents he needed to marry his fiancée, a Turkish national who waited in vain outside for him to return. It's been suggested he was killed after a team of 15 men arrived at the consulate and later left, while Khashoggi was never seen again. China is defending its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities, saying it is preventing terrorism by helping them improve job skills by teaching them the Mandarin language and encouraging them to accept modern science. A senior Chinese official made that argument in a report released Tuesday. It is the latest action in a broad campaign to defend its internment of Uyghurs and more. Negotiators from North and South Korea, along with the U.S.-led United Nations Command, are holding their first talks on demilitarizing a section of the heavily fortified border that separates the rival Koreas. The talks are taking place in the so-called Joint Security Area, which the three sides have controlled since the Korean War ended with a truce in 1953, leaving North and South Korea in a technical state of war. This is VOA News. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has died at the age of 65, AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
He was one of the wealthiest men in the world with an estimated worth of more than $20 billion, according to Forbes. Paul Allen helped co-found Microsoft with childhood friend Bill Gates in 1975. The company took off 5 years later when IBM Corporation decided to move into personal computers and Microsoft was picked to provide the operating system. Allen eventually branched out into ventures in professional sports, aerospace, and philanthropy. He's credited with giving more than $2 billion to causes dealing with ocean health, homelessness, and scientific research. Paul Allen died at the age of 65. I'm Mike Rossia.
The Nigerian government says a second female aid worker kidnapped earlier this year by an extremist Islamic group has been murdered. The Information Ministry late Monday identified the victim, who worked at a hospital supported by the International Committee of the Red Cross. The other person, who also worked for the ICRC, was abducted in March during a raid on the remote town, along with the other nurse who worked at a health center supported by the UN's children agency, UNICEF. The women were kidnapped by militants with the Islamic State West Africa Province, a breakaway faction of the Islamic State-affiliated group Boko Haram. Germany has deported an accomplice of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States to his home country of Morocco. Munir al-Matasek has been spending almost 15 years in prison in Germany before he was deported Monday to Morocco. German media published photographs of him wearing a blindfold and being led by two armed policemen to a helicopter. German officials confirmed he was flown out of a plane from Frankfurt Airport on Monday. He was convicted of helping Mohamed Atta, the alleged pilot of one of the hijacked 9/11 planes, and other suicide pilots to help plot the attacks on New York and Washington. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he is considering recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the country's embassy there from Tel Aviv. The prime minister told reporters Tuesday he was open-minded about a suggestion made by Dave Sharma, a former ambassador to Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital last December, breaking with a long-standing policy that Jerusalem's status should be settled as part of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. The U.S. embassy officially opened in Jerusalem in May. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.